Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday morning, November 19th. I'm Tyrone Johnson. This time, holiday technology dreams and ways to reduce clutter from your life. Details on those stories as we continue.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311 confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
People this holiday season are looking at smartphones, tablets, 4K TVs, and drones. But not all are created equal.
Don't get too excited about the technology. Make sure you're actually asking the person what it is they want, because often they want a very specific product in one of those classes.
That was tech analyst Rob Enderle. He suggests putting off a purchase of a next generation 4K TV.
Problem is there's no real content out there, and the HDMI connector that these TVs are using often won't push through enough bandwidth to get the refresh rate up where it needs to be.
The drone to lust for this year is the DJ-1 Phantom 2 Vision Quadcopter, which costs $1,555 fully loaded.
You can get things like the Parrot drone and some of the others that fall underneath the $500 price point, and they're kind of fun to play with. The thing is you're probably going to quickly outgrow them and want to move to one of the more expensive drones.
Are you ready to start living with less? Maybe even becoming a minimalist? Adam Levine of Credit.com has tips for getting started.
Minimalism offers great potential for financial savings, as well as peace of mind. But the hardest part is often getting started. So here are a few tips that can help. Start by making a plan. Create a list of all the reasons you want to pare down, whether you're sick of living in debt or just want to travel lighter. Having a compilation of why will help you remember what matters in the future. It's also something you can go back to when you need a friendly reminder. Next, from paperwork to clothing to entertainment devices, condense the clutter. Start by getting rid of any duplicates, like when you got a new bike but didn't get rid of the old one. Then tackle a zone in your house that seems particularly crowded. If you enjoy the clean, clear environment as well as the feeling of accomplishment, expand the zone a little bit every day until a clutter-free countertop becomes a clutter-free home. Categorize and organize. Each item should fit into a category of sell, donate, recycle, discard, or keep. The items you keep should be items you use regularly. You don't have to get rid of sentimentally valuable items such as pictures, but you might want to organize them so you can actually enjoy them. Once your remaining items are in order, you may realize how much extra space you now have. Consider buying a smaller home or renting a smaller apartment. This way you can save on housing costs and won't have the temptation to fill the space up again with stuff. Lastly, take time to reap the benefits. Leaving room for only what's important can change your world. And by doing so, you'll also be able to streamline your financial accounts, cut down on your debt, and save at an expedited rate. You may be surprised at how quickly your savings add up when you focus on what you have and need instead of what you want. I'm Adam Levin of Credit.com, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Tyrone Johnson at the Wall Street Journal.